From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Two music veterans step into the solo spotlight this week. Nine-time Grammy winner and Asleep at the Wheel frontman Ray Benson goes bluegrass, and Shearwater's Abram Shook goes pop. Music and conversation from both today on the program. Also, the Byrds turned Pete Seeger's rousing Turn, Turn, Turn into a worldwide hit back in 1964. In a vintage performance of the folk classic, we've got Chris Hillman of the Byrds saluting the late Seeger.
It's probably the only time a song was a number one record in the country and most parts of the world. It actually came out of Old Testament scripture.
Plus, Brooklyn's Lucius stops by Studio 1A. And is Austin still the Velvet Rut? We'll find out as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Today on the program, we've got two featured artists. One's a towering figure on the Texas music landscape, and the other's a guy who's labored behind the scenes, and he's now stepping into the spotlight. Conversation and live music with Ray Benson and Abram Shook later on. But first, we like to kick off the show with something new. This week, it's the Austin quartet Growl. Their new EP is called No Years, and we're really excited because on February 15th, they're playing Map Jam, which is a day-long music festival. It'll be happening in all sorts of places across East Austin. And Growl will actually be playing a lumber mill called Delta Millworks.
Thank you. growl.
It's hard to see that band's name and not want to growl it, but they're called Growl, and the song Buffalo that we just heard on the Austin Music Experience is from their new EP, No Years. And the Austin Quartet Growl will be playing Map Jam on February 15th. This happens all day long in East Austin, and as I mentioned, Growl is going to play at Delta Millworks, which is a lumber mill. Now, Growl is a new Austin band, and some Austin bands make it and others don't, and by make it, I mean stay together. There was an article in the Austin Chronicle recently about bands breaking up, and Chase Hofberger was the journalist who wrote that, and I had a chance to talk with him about the piece. The story, in essence, is about Austin bands breaking up, especially new and emerging bands. And what seemed to kick the story off for you was Free Week. You kind of had a revelation during Free Week about a couple of bands?
Yeah, I did. And I actually wrote about it online, too. But the first Friday of Free Week, I went to Hotel Vegas, and I was watching this show of a new band called Sweet Spirit, which is made up of a few members of various bands, but most notably Sabrina Ellis, who's the lead singer of A Bobby Jealousy and A Giant Dog. And I was just thinking about how easy it is for, because the room was packed, so I was just thinking about how easy it is for bands to sort of fade in and out of the landscape in Austin, and how that's both a positive and a negative thing. But, you know, depending on the band and what your goals are, that can change a lot.
And during Free Week, granted, there's no cover, so there's an enticement to people to come out. But here's these artists with packed houses. The group, you know, Bobby Jealousy and the Offshoots that you mentioned, and also The Preservation, which features Mario, who used to be in the Weary Boys. So they're playing to packed houses, and then right after Free Week, both those groups are gone?
Well, they are. And I guess, you know, it's important to specify that Bobby Jealousy had already left. They played their last show in December. But certainly the disparity that you see between crowds during Free Week and then crowds on January 17th, it's really different. You know, a band that could be playing to 300 people one night could be playing to 40 the next.
And you make mention of this in your story, but there was this term, the velvet rut, that was always applied to Austin bands, in that they would get too comfortable here because some of them, most notably, as you point out, Bob Schneider, can make a great living. Well, the rare ones can make a great living just within the city limits. But some bands just kind of would get stuck here and play here so often that they never made the leap that would allow them to stay together. Is that on target?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I guess that term was applied more often before I got to town. I moved here in 2007. But it's definitely something that has come back, or it goes on. It doesn't quite have the sweet name anymore. But yeah, it's so easy to play every night in Austin, or to play every week or something, that you really change demand. And if you talk to bookers or managers, they really encourage bands to get out of the market and create that demand, create a situation where you want to be seen. It's important to note, though, I think, and this has probably been the case throughout the history of Austin music, that it really depends on what you want as a band. I mean, there are bands in town who are comprised of members who simply want to play for their friends on a Friday night. They want to be the life of the party. They want to have jobs during the week and work and then blow off their steam on a stage. That's fine. And that's great, actually, because that's part of the ecosystem that's created this town. We would not be where we are if it wasn't for such a phenomenon. But for the bands that want to truly make a living and have playing music be the only source of income that they have, it's important that they make decisions with a little bit more discretion and take themselves out of these clubs that tend to get consistently low numbers every week.
So there's the double-edged sword. The bands that just want to play for fun are necessary for the health of the Austin music scene. But then the bands that want to make a living playing music, they need to go beyond that. And that means what? Touring outside of town, recording for labels that aren't just locally based and distributed? Are those two major avenues for breaking out?
Yeah, those are two important things. I think that the most important thing that a band can do if they want to start to sort of stretch their scope outside of Austin is to get representation of some sort outside of Austin. If you look around Austin, you won't see too many publicity firms or booking agencies or really management agencies inside the city for young talent. And that stands to reason. A lot of bands can create their own following in Austin very easily just by going to Hotel Vegas or Beerland or wherever it is and playing regularly. You'll get a following. You'll get those people coming out. But, you know, it's up to you to figure out a way to get in a car or in a van and go to another market and have fans there. And the best way to do that is to have people working for you who know those other cities or who have some perspective for, you know, the music scene outside of Austin. You know, it's a matter of you've got to be releasing music at the right time, and you can't be sort of turning into a house band. And sometimes bands tend to do that without knowing that that's happening.
Chase Hoffberger of the Austin Chronicle. You can find his article, Breaking Up is Hard to Do, at austinchronicle.com. Recorded during their final Studio 1A session, here's the band we were talking about, The Preservation, with Still Be Your Friend. The Austin group, The Preservation, who, alas, could not be preserved, they broke up. But we preserved them with that recording from Studio 1A of their song Still Be Your Friend. Interesting to see what Mario Mattioli, who used to play in the Weary Boys and then was in The Preservation, does next. Coming up on the Austin Music Experience, Asleep at the Wheel's Ray Benson steps out from behind the wheel for a brand new solo album. It's his second. And we remember the late Pete Seeger with a performance by The Byrds' Chris Hillman from our archives. Stay with us. From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas music history, we'll celebrate the first female singer to work with the King of Western Swing. Laura Lee Owens McBride died on January 25, 1989 in Bryan, Texas. The daughter of well-known singer-songwriter Tex Owens and the niece of popular vocalist Texas Ruby Owens, Laura Lee began performing on radio at the age of 10. In the 1930s, she moved to California, where she appeared in more than a dozen movies with cowboy star Gene Autry. In the 1940s, she became the first female singer to be hired by the King of Western Swing, Bob Wills.
Woke up one morn too early, remembered your hair was curly, rolled over and then I dreamed of you again. I bet you my heart I love you. Take it away, somebody.
Laura Lee Owens McBride went on to perform with Hank Williams, Ernest Tubb, and others. She won numerous awards and opened the door for many other women in country music. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll honor a non-Texan who played a vital role in helping us celebrate our state's heritage. This Week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas. I'm Gary Hartman.
With your weekly roundup of Austin music news, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your soundcheck. This year, Austin lost beloved musician Stephen Fromholtz. The country folk singer-songwriter died in a ranching accident January 19th in West Texas. This weekend, a public memorial will be held in Austin. On Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. at the Palm D'Or, friends and family of Fromholtz will share memories and play music. If you wish to make a donation, a list of requested organizations is available at StephenFromholtzMemorial.com. As many touring acts know, life on the road can be anything but glamorous at times, especially when it comes to lodging on a tight budget. Well, Austin could have a future remedy, a hostel for musicians. This week, an article in the Daily Texan detailed Hostel Euphoria. It's a hostel that began in Chicago in 2012, and it's for musicians and music lovers. And it looks like it's coming to Austin this year. As Sam Hayes reports, anyone is welcome, but musicians get a discount and access to musical amenities, such as pianos and guitars. The hostel's team is still looking for an ATX location, but hope to set up shop by July 1st.
My love is
congratulations are in order for a couple of Austin artists. Last weekend at the 56th Annual Grammy Awards, Gary Clark Jr. took home an award for the Best Traditional R&B Performance for his song, Please Come Home. Other Austinites were up for awards, including Wimberly's Sarah Jarosz. But while they didn't win, many other Texans did take home a good amount of gramophones. The full list of winners is at Grammy.com. Also over the weekend, Austin band The Octopus Project nabbed the U.S. Dramatic Special Jury Award for Musical Score at Sundance. They earned the prize for composing the score to the film Kumiko, the Treasure Hunter, from Austin filmmakers David and Nathan Zellner. This is Please Come Home from Gary Clark Jr. With the Austin Music Experience, I'm Tyler Pratt.
I'm Jody Denberg. 40 years ago, Willie Nelson convinced a young Western swing band from Paw Paw, West Virginia, to move to Austin. 20 albums and 9 Grammys later, Asleep at the Wheel is still rolling. Ray Benson's been the one constant in the band throughout its career, but every now and then he likes to step out on his own. A Little Piece, P-I-E-C-E, is Benson's new solo album. It's only his second. And it has more of a bluegrass flavor, as you'll hear. The Austin bluegrass outfit Milk Drive is the backing band on most of the record. Milk Drive recently joined Ray Benson in our Studio 1A for a live performance. Here's Looking for Trouble on the Austin Music Experience.
I ain't looking for no trouble, but I'm finding it everywhere I go. I ain't looking for no trouble, but it follows me everywhere I go. I'm just looking for a feeling that I lost a long time ago. I'm not trying to find an answer to the questions that we all face every day. I'm not trying to solve the puzzle of an old love that got away. I'm just looking for a feeling that I lost somewhere along the way. Yeah, I've had some hard times, but you beat all I've ever seen. Pay no attention to the man there behind the screen. Yes or no. Don't ask for my opinion if it's something that you really don't want to know. Don't ask me for directions or I just might tell you where to go. I've had some hard times, but you beat all I've ever seen. Pay no attention to the man there behind the screen. I've had some troubles, but you beat all I've ever seen. Pay no attention to the man there behind the screen.
A Little Piece is only the second solo album ever from Asleep at the Wheel's Ray Benson. We heard the song Looking for Trouble. Ray recently sat down with KUTX's Jay Trachtenberg, and they talked about how his solo album came together.
So these were songs that you were writing or in the process of writing over the last decade or so?
Yeah, most of them. Well, yeah, one of them is about 10. This next one is a little older. It's about 10 years. And you write songs and you hope that somebody'll do them. If you don't, and Asleep at the Wheel is a very defined kind of way of doing it, and none of the songs seem to fit into that, and so I figured time to do it on my solo album. I'm a late bloomer. You know.
Where'd the idea to have Milk Drive with you?
Well, Dennis and Noah had played on one of the tracks, and I went, and these guys can play anything. They're some of the finest musicians in the world, and they were unemployed at the moment.
And, of course, you have Dave Sanger there, your drummer with Asleep at the Wheel.
Dave, how long have you been with me, Dave? 20? 95 years, he said.
And you work closely with your son Sam Seifert on
yeah, Seifert,
on
but
this.
Half the family says Seifert, as we say. Yeah, so my son Sam, he runs our studios and produces a lot of these young country singers, and we work well together. He calls me on all this. He won't let me slide.
So he's the same guy who used to go out and be at your waist with a fiddle back in the old days?
Right. Yeah, you can really embarrass him, can't you?
Hi, Sam.
Now, this song, you know, I'm looking at the audience. I always have to gauge the age of the audience when I do this one. But this audience is fine. They're well seasoned.
Thanks for that.
The reason I ask is because this song is, as some of the kids out there, hello, young man, you know, they don't know what a 45 RPM record is, but y'all do. So I'm just, I'm just leave it at that, you know. Because the song, me and Chris Whalen wrote this song called He Was Killed by a 45.
You'll get it.
Every night you could set your clock by the time that he walked in. Set himself down at the end of the bar, looking all worn and thin. He was somebody's son, he was somebody's baby, he was somebody's next of kin. All I know is that he played A11 over and over again, y'all. Country song about a love gone wrong brought a sigh and a tear to his eye. With a tear in his voice, he'd sing that song, and it sounded like I wanted to die. Walking by the railroad tracks like a man who'd lost his way, singing that song that he played each night in an oh so mournful way. I asked him if he wanted a ride, but he just kept moving along. He just kept humming and staring at the ground and singing that mournful song. Sunday morning, slumped over in his car. He played that song 100 times, his last night in the bar. Some folks said it was a broken heart, others said suicide. But I know better, 'cause I seen it all. He was killed by a 45. It was a country song about a love gone wrong, brought a sigh and a tear. With a tear in his voice, he'd sing that song, and he sounded like he wanted to die. Oh, 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 yeah.
Yeah, those 7-inch slabs of vinyl, they can get to you. Killed by a 45 is the song Ray Benson recorded live in Studio 1A. Another recent visitor to Studio 1A was Abram Shook, and he's another Austin music veteran, but in a different way than Ray. He studied jazz on the West Coast before he moved to Boston and then came to Austin. Abram Shook has spent time playing a bunch of instruments in bands like Shearwater and the Lolos, but now he's on his own with his solo debut, Sun Marquee. Although he's still in Shearwater. Abram Shook stopped by our Studio 1A. He played a few cuts off the album, including this one, which is called Distance.
Sideways glance, rhythm operates at a steady pace. Pressure always on your mind, paid in kind. Bound by another door, by the present time. You know it's a long shot. You distance yourself. You're ready to fall apart.
You'll see. Hey, my name is Abram Shook, and this is my Austin music experience. I moved to Austin in 2005, I believe, 2004, 2005, and was playing in various bands around town. And we did a South By, probably, this was probably 06 or 07, so I was still fairly new to the city. And White Denim was just getting started. I think maybe they had like a little two-song, you know, 7-inch or something out. We were doing a show at the Compound, which is on the east side. It's no longer available, but it's right next to the Scoot, if you know where that is. We had, you know, 7,500 people there, everybody ready to have a good time. There were, you know, two or three bands slated to play. And the fire marshal came to do their South By inspection or whatever, what have you. And there happened to be one door on the fence locked. I mean, you could get out from all sides. It was just a fence, but because it was locked, it was against code, they shut the whole party down. There was moments of panic, you know, but Rosa Madriz, who is awesome if you don't know from around town, but she books for Transmission and works for Mohawk. And back then, Mohawk, I don't even think that they were open yet. I can't recall. Someone can probably correct me on that. But they were at least very, you know, very new. They only had the inside. They didn't have any outside stage. It was very bare bones. She got on the phone, made some calls. We got somebody's pickup truck. We got all the gear. I mean, PA and everything. Threw it in there. The whole party moved over there. I don't know how everybody got over there, but in the rain. When we got to the Mohawk, it was that just that little inside corner part, and it was sweaty and, you know, just awesome. Just like good time. Everybody was dancing and getting crazy, yeah. You know, nobody was going outside because it was pouring down rain, and we had a blast, and I got to see, you know, White Denim for, that had to be within one of their first, you know, several shows or something, and they killed it, and they've gone on to do amazing things, and still are doing amazing things. We'll be right back.
As you heard, music from White Denim, an essential part of Abram Shook's Austin music experience. We'd love to know your favorite essential Austin music experience. We've set up a hotline just for this, 1-800-535-5533. Give us a call, tell us your story, 1-800-535-5533. Coming up, we'll dip into our live archives for three very different selections. We have new music from the Brooklyn pop group Lucius. Derek and the Dominoes' Bobby Whitlock does one of the Layla classics. And the Byrds' Chris Hillman salutes Pete Seeger as the Austin Music Experience continues. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. In a moment, we're going to reach back into our live archives for some songs. But first up, a brand new Studio 1A recording, the New York band Lucius. And believe it or not, Paul Krugman from the New York Times is a big fan. That bodes well for their economic welfare. Last year, Rolling Stone picked him as one of the bands to watch at South by Southwest. And although they're from Brooklyn, they formed at the Berklee College of Music in Boston. Their new album is called Willed a Woman. This is a live take from Lucius on the Austin Music Experience. Turn it around.
Bye. Get me back to yesterday. How can I ever hope to forget you? Won't you show me a place where I can hide my lonely face? I know you're gonna break my heart if I let you. Why does love got to be so sad? 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 Like a moth to a flame, like a song without a name. I just ain't been the same since I met you. Like a bird on a wing, got a brand new song to sing. I can't keep from singing about you. Why does love got to be so sad? 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 To break the lock when I find you, you know I will. Couple running away, got a better game to play. I can't keep on living without you. Why does love got to be so sad? Why does love got to be so sad? Why does love got to be so sad?
We just heard a couple of exclusive live performances on the Austin Music Experience. The great Bobby Whitlock, who's played with Delaney and Bonnie, George Harrison, and most notably as a member of Derek and the Dominoes, Bobby and Coco Carmel and their band did Layla's Why Does Love Got to Be So Sad. You can see Bobby and Coco at the Saxon Pub. They have matinee performances February 8th and 22nd. And prior to the classic rocker, something brand spanking new, the group Lucius from New York and the song Turn It Around, which shows up on their brand new album, Wilder Woman. Earlier this week, we received the sad news about the passing of Pete Seeger at the age of 94, an activist in the realm of labor, environmental, human, and civil rights, and a man who always had a banjo. Pete was 94. He gave us some great songs like If I Had a Hammer, We Shall Overcome, Where Have All the Flowers Gone, and this Pete Seeger tune, done by Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson. Chris, of course, a veteran of the Byrds and the Flying Burrito Brothers. At this point, he and Herb were members of the Desert Rose Band.
We'd like to do a song for you right now that I'm very proud to have been a part of in the Byrds. It's probably the only time a song was a number one record in the country and in most parts of the world. It actually came out of Old Testament scripture. And it's a song that I have performed in church and at funerals. It is the all-time message and from Ecclesiastes. This is our version of Turn, Turn, Turn that the Byrds did back in 1965. It goes like this.
To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose. Time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, and a time to moan. A time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together.
A 2006 Studio 1A recording of Pete Seeger's Turn, 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 rendered by the legendary Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson. Thank you, Pete Seeger, for your music and your work. The Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy, with help from myself and Tyler Pratt. Our live music engineers are Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.